This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Memorial Day weekend traditionally marks the start of summer vacation season, a moment when many tourist destinations in the U.S. begin to see crowds, and when the people who work at tourist attractions and the hotels and restaurants near them start getting busy. Marketplace's Mariel Segura reports on what that looks like in the Black Hills region of South Dakota.
The Black Hills are known for Mount Rushmore, the Crazy Horse Memorial, the Gold Rush City of Deadwood, and for reptile gardens, the world's largest reptile zoo, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. It has lizards on display and alligators you can feed.
There's also the tortoise yard with our giant tortoises that the people can pet.
John Brocklesby is head of public relations. His father started the business 84 years ago.
We started 4 years before the completion of Mount Rushmore.
Brocklesby is expecting huge crowds this summer, which is great because it's expensive to run a zoo and...
Last year, of course, we lost money.
Nearby, in Rapid City, South Dakota, you'll find Prairie Edge, a store that sells Native American artwork, craft supplies, and books. Frank Nightpipe is head of retail sales, and he says the crowds are already coming.
I mean, of course, it's Memorial Day weekend. Everybody has a weekend off, but I haven't seen numbers like this before, and I've been here 13 years.
The demand is overwhelming for some businesses. Carrie Gerlach owns Black Hills Adventure Tours. Her kayaking, hiking, and biking tours are sold out for the next 3 weeks. And she's had trouble getting her hands on enough kayaks and bikes.
So with the kayaks, I've just been kind of resorting to Facebook Marketplace. I've also gone to local pawn shops and looked for people that want to sell bikes.
She also books hotel rooms and cabins for her customers.
And this year, I'm running into a situation where everything is sold out.
The crowds are a complete 180 from a few months ago. Jay Ringlespa is marketing director for Tatanka, Story of the Bison, a museum about the relationship between bison and the Lakota and Great Plains people.
As the marketing director, you know, last year I felt like I was crawling on my hands and knees trying to beg people to come. And this year I'm like, if you could just not on certain days, that'd be great.
That's how quickly this economy has changed. I'm Mariel Segura for Marketplace.